Authorities in Chesapeake, Virginia, are releasing more information about the gunman and the victims in that mass shooting at the Walmart Supercenter. Seven people dead, including the shooter, who opened fire on his co-workers late last night. We're told he was silent as he entered a break room and attacked. We're going to take you live now to the Hampton Roads area of Virginia. Wavy TV 10 reporter Brett Hall. Brett, what more can you tell us there besides our thumbnail tonight about this horrible situation in Chesapeake?
Well, good evening, Dimitri. Well, the scene is now clear of all people, except there's a large law enforcement presence there. FBI is assisting with the forensics and the ballistics of the large 200,000 square foot plus store supercenter. It's not unlike many of the supercenters that are in the Washington, D.C. metro area and throughout Maryland. And today was supposed to be one of their busiest days. But what we know right now is that the victims, there are six that have died. We know that a majority of them, we have confirmed at least, are Walmart associates. We do not know completely. There's a 16-year-old minor that we have not been able to get as much information about. Police have been a little bit more forthcoming recently about exactly where the shooter, who was also a Walmart associate and died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, where they maneuvered around the store. We understand several people were shot in the back, others in the front. And it's really right now trying to link where the movements were around the store and the relationships, the direct relationships to the victims. However, several a law enforcement source has told our investigative team at Wavy TV 10 that there is this individual may have had a manifesto on their phone and directly targeted the individuals that were shot and killed.
So it does sound like that is the closest that we've gotten so far to any kind of motive here. Again, we mentioned the silence in the break room. It wasn't as if there was an argument that spilled into violence. We can't say for sure. But as you say, if there's perhaps a manifesto, that may give us a little more clue as to what happened here.
Yes, this reporting is actually just coming in from our investigative team's been working this, that the manifesto was on the suspect's phone. Apparently, it described how he was upset about recent changes in employment status. We're not sure exactly what that is about right now. Talked about him being harassed by fellow employees as well, which is something that I've corroborated with other. I was out at the location late last night and overnight talking to some Walmart associates that were inside the store when this all happened, to cooperate that that this individual, they did know he had some issues getting along with some folks in there.
What have you heard from people who may have wanted to be at that Walmart today to do their shopping, people in the community, leaders, about what a wound this is? Every time it happens, of course, it's a huge wound to the whole nation's psyche. And then long after the microphones and cameras have left a particular community, those people continue to suffer there, perhaps for the rest of their lives after something like this happens. Is that the kind of thing you've been discussing today?
Well, it's interesting. I think it's not unheard of to say that some people look at Walmart as the largest brick and mortar retailer in our country is sometimes as this big overarching behemoth. But I spoke with some of the associates in there who said, no, they have regular customers. There were customers that were going to come in and get their Thanksgiving essentials today that they knew of. Some of the cashiers have been there 15, 20 years. The store itself is 30 years old this year, built in 92. And this, and Greenbrier, for those who don't know, is a it would be considered, I guess, a suburb of the urban core that is the Norfolk Portsmouth area. If anyone is familiar with the Hampton Roads region, it is not as old as the doesn't go back to the founding of the nation as much of the area does in this region of Virginia. But it is, so most of that stuff is around 30 years old. So it would be just like any other suburban shopping center today, and people are certainly grieving, even if they were simply just a regular shopper at that super center.